myfavoritegunsmith.com. That's
Greetings to everyone. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. A lot happening in the world, much going on. I'm going to begin with letting you know that the Presidente of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, fully vaccinated and boosted, the Mexican leader, Andrés Obrador, revealed he is experiencing mild coronavirus symptoms. This was today. The president has announced he tested positive for COVID-19 for the second time in under a year, and will now carry out his duties from quarantine. López Obrador, fully vaccinated, received a booster shot in December, revealed the result of his COVID-19 test on Twitter Monday. "I will remain in isolation, will only do office work, and communicate virtually until I get ahead." Several other high-profile politicians from around the world have also recently tested positive for COVID-19 despite receiving booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine amid the spread of the Omicron variant of the virus. Omicron is generally considered to be less deadly, but a far more transmissible strain than its predecessors. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin tested positive for the virus this month after receiving his booster dose in October, while New York Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think she's a relative of the Cuban dictator. What was his name? I'll think of it in a second. Fidel Castro. So it would be actually Alexandria Ocasio-Castro-Cortez tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday after receiving her booster in autumn. And in the UK last week, leader of the opposition Keir Starmer tested positive for the virus for the second time since October. He received his booster vaccination a month prior. Boy, I tell you what, to deceive the people is one thing, but to deceive these leaders of these nations who should know better, completely different. I'm sure that Manuel López Obrador would definitely have insight into what is really going on in the world. I guess not. Now, I want to jump over to Asia. Xi Jinping is ready to launch a new Chinese century. And I say that Xi Jinping, what he's launching is he is preparing China for Armageddon. within, I'd say, 9 years, we should be at the time of Armageddon. Why do I say that? Well, let's look at the conditions of the world presently. What did John the Apostle say in the book of Revelation? And what did some of the other prophets throughout the histories, throughout history, talk and say about the end of the world? The nations at the end of the world would be sick. There would be sickness, global sickness. Can't escape it. It's already begun. These wicked people that put together these toxins and then force us to inject them are making the populations, the people of the world, sick. And Christ said that, or John said that, the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. What does that mean, the healing of the nations? It means that all the nations would be ill, sick, not well. We're at that time. We can't deny it. Are these just natural plagues? No. Man-made plagues. By who? Children of the devil who hate mankind. Xi Jinping. I'm going to read about this man. He reminded Beijing's adversaries in no uncertain terms, meaning the United States, that China has the means and the will to stand up for itself on the international stage. You know, Vladimir Putin has basically been telling NATO, the European nations, America, that we, Russia, will use force to protect the homeland of Russia. And Vladimir Putin has made it very clear to the Western powers that we'll do whatever it takes to protect ourselves, to ensure the safety of the Russian people. Well, Xi Jinping is taking Putin's attitude. We'll stand up for itself. They will stand up for themselves on the international stage. Xi Jinping is the man that I believe is going to take and prepare China for Armageddon. We're just half a decade away, roughly. Be back.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
The Loveland PE Gun Show December 11th and 12th has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
One pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Okay, Xi Jinping, I have no doubt that we are less than a decade out from Armageddon. Too many prophecies in the Bible being fulfilled, like a global monetary reset. We're at the edge, right at the edge of a digital world, fulfilling the prophecies in Revelation chapter 13 about Antichrist, and you can't buy and you can't sell unless you take his mark or worship him. We're at that point. We have the technology. Also, wars. What did Christ say at the end of the world? There'd be wars, rumors of wars, nations against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. Kingdoms against kingdom would be one nation fighting another nation. But he's also talking about racial distress within the nations, racial problems, ethnos, ethnic against ethnic. Then there'd be the ability of mankind to cause droughts, different places of the world, droughts, steer hurricanes. Being able to take the conditions in an area to create tornadoes. How would this be done? Doppler, radar, NEXRAD, HARP, satellites, microwave weapons, stopping weather, stopping moisture from coming into an area, making it back up and dump so you have floods. Or else a system that has moisture that bring in natural weather patterns, natural rain. What you do is you lift that moisture, take it over that region where it should normally land or should normally fall. Just take it over that area, make it fall somewhere else. We have this technology. The other thing, too, a panoptic age. All seeing, all hearing. Everything, you can't hide anything. We have the technology for that. Everywhere you go, you can be monitored. Then with what they're doing with the mic, the chips they can put inside of you, whether you're willing to take them or not. And what is it with all these minute little chips that you're breathing in that are being sprayed in the atmosphere? I'm going to get to another article in just a second that'll give you an idea of what these little chips will do. Now, recently, Chinese-Russian relations have reached a historic high point under the joint stewardship of Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, with the two powers signing a treaty on good neighborliness friendly cooperation on the eve of the centenary. Firmly in control at home, the Chinese Communist Party seeks to project China's growing influence abroad. China's ruling Communist Party kicked off a month of celebrations to memorialize its founding 100 years ago. Infantry parade columns line Tiananmen Square. A helicopter flypast carried the CCP flag and other party banners over Beijing. The CCP Century's central message boils down to the title of one of the country's most popular propaganda songs. Without the Communist Party, there would be no new China. So, it's an honor, Xi Jinping stated at that ceremony, "It's my honor to declare on behalf of the party and the people that through the continued efforts of the whole party and the entire nation, we have realized the first century goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects." So, I say that Xi Jinping, does he know who he is? I think he does. Does he know that China is a player in the quest for world hegemony? China believes that another 50 years by 2049, they will be able to take over the world. That's their objective, by 2049, to take over the world. It's not going to happen. We won't be here then. In 2049, the world will be in what Christ called the millennial kingdom. America will have been destroyed. All these people that are killing men, killing mankind, naturally they're going to be dead by that time. They can't live another 20 years plus. They're going to be dead. Now, in Washington State, they're authorizing a strike force to involuntarily detain unvaccinated families. The Washington State Health Board may soon amend a state law to authorize the involuntary detainment of residents as young as 5 years of age in COVID-19 internment camps for failing to comply with the state's experimental vaccine mandate. This is demonic, it is satanic, it is evil to the just totally evil. WAC 24246-100-040, a proposed revision to include COVID protocol under the state's Communicable and Certain Other Diseases Act, outlines procedures for isolation or quarantine. I bet you the Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, I bet you they made the right choice to get out of that state, didn't they? Their program is on Saturday, 8 to 9. I'm sorry, 9 to 10. The measure would allow local health officers at his or her sole discretion to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine. Health officers are required to provide documentation proving unvaccinated residents subject to detention have denied requests for medical examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, and inspection and closure of facilities prior to involuntary confinement in quarantine facilities, the resolution states. The amended law would also allow health officers to deploy law enforcement officials to assist with the arrest of uncompliant Washington residents. You want to live in a blue state? These people in the blue states, they've created hell on earth for themselves. They love their party so much. They love their evil so much. And now their evil is catching them, is going to catch them. Now they're going to suffer. Do you want to take a stand on masks and vaccinations? It's going to come back and bite you. And it is going to bite them. According to W-246-100-040, a local health officer may invoke the powers of police officers, sheriffs, constables, and all other officers and employees of any political subdivisions within the jurisdiction of the health department to enforce immediate orders given to effectuate the purposes of the section in accordance with the provisions. So, this is madness. But, hey, how do I even phrase it? A wise man, when they see evil coming, they run. These people, they can see evil coming. Are they going to want to run? No. They'll go along with the policies. Now, this was out of Israel. This is by a Christine Northrup, MD. During a demonstration against the Israeli government, one of the protesters, I saw the video of this, started screaming, spewing smoke from his eyes, his mouth, his nose, and ears. He started screaming, spewing smoke from his eyes, mouth, nose, and ears. His brain burned from the inside out. I saw the video. Surprised protesters tried to put out the fire, which came from inside the man's head. They tried to put the fire out with the jacket and a bottle of water. His head, in his cavity of his skull, was on fire. Remember years ago you heard the term spontaneous human combustion? Well, this man's brain ignited like a matchstick inside of his head. There's also another video circulating in which two men also smoke from their heads. Both men are known to have been vaccinated. It seems that something inside their head was short-circuited, perhaps caused by microwaves or 5G electromagnetic radiation. What is known is that the people who have received the death vaccine are subject to internal damage caused by the interaction of electromagnetic waves and heavy metals, graphene, etc. Remember I did a program last week on graphene? Well, this graphene is like a soccer ball that is hollow. And these graphene molecules, or these pieces of graphene as they go through your system, they are sharp. And they can cut the lining walls of the arteries and veins, capillaries. But they also, I forgot to tell you, that they can also join together into clusters. So in other words, they can get into your liver, kidneys, all your organs. And if they should cluster in your brain because they're metal, they say you have a high concentration of this graphene in your brain and you're hit with 5G or microwave of some type. Could it be, boom, your brain catches fire in your head? I saw the smoke coming out of the eyes of this person. It was unbelievable. His eyes Then his eyes started, after the smoke came out, then his eyes ruptured and he started to bleed. We'll continue in a second. We're at the end of the world. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about my new show, Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Okay, we're going to continue. So anyhow, what happens with this graphene oxide when it ends up in your brain, if it should cluster in your brain, and then it's hit with 5G microwave? Well, your head, probably your cranium cavity is going to catch fire. This is evil. So, okay, now... we're not going to be able to avoid this global monetary reset. We cannot. We have to deal with it. It is going to happen. We cannot stop it. It is part of the Antichrist system that to come. The Antichrist system is going to be centered in America, not in Europe, not in the Middle East. It's going to be centered in the United States of America. I know that many pastors throughout the country won't acknowledge that America's in the Bible. They are hoping, by hiding their head in the sand, that they can ignore the evidence. There's only one empire in that term for the last 10, 15 years, 20 years. These people that researchers, not even researchers, I'm trying to think of the word, they are commentators, talk about America as a global empire. And you still have, even in that world, people who are saying that America, we are about ready to lose our power like Rome, that our destruction has begun. We're no longer going to be a global player. No, that's not true. We are getting stronger every day. But Russia has to be destroyed. China has to be destroyed. That's the reason there's such a big push on two fronts now, the Western and the Eastern front, Russia, to get Russia to take the bait and actively engage in war against NATO and being pushed by the United States. Well, there's going to be a war there, but Russia's going to be destroyed when she moves her forces down to Israel to destroy Israel. Now, with the global reset and Klaus Schwab, this article is out of the State of the Nation, and it was posted by henrymackow.com. Meet the global leaders, the young global leaders, class of 2021. You don't know their names, but now you will. Our political, cultural, and business leaders are chosen by the people they serve. This more complete list includes Huma Abedin, Charlize Theron, and Ashton Kutcher. If you want to get ahead in the New World Order, you literally have to sell your soul to the devil. Jacob Rothschild's front man, Klaus Schwab. The goal is a worldwide communist Chinese social credit system where access to your own money depends on your obedience to Satan's earthly representatives. A useful summary of this menacing organization, the World Economic Forum, has been involved in the pandemic hoax in several ways. Before I read these points, I just want to say that Charlize Theron, Kutcher, Abedin, they have all been given a pass into the underground cities when everything comes apart, because they've sold their soul. They'll be protected for a while, only for a while. Okay, point number one. The World Economic Forum was, together with the Gates Foundation, a sponsor of the Prescient Event 201, coronavirus pandemic simulation exercise held in New York City on October 18, 2019, the same day as the opening of the Wuhan Military World Games, seen by some as ground zero of the global pandemic. China itself has argued that U.S. military athletes may have brought the virus to Wuhan. Well, they may have, we don't know. Either that or they carried it out of Wuhan. Second, the World Economic Forum has been a leading proponent of digital biometric identity systems, arguing that they will make societies and industries more efficient, more productive, and more secure. And I'll just comment on this. Right now, all the main corporations, they are putting systems within their within these corporations to be able to go to a new currency, eliminating cash. For the most part, they do a lot of trading like governments do, electronically, already. But eventually, they're going to have to have a system within their financial departments to be able to take, like if I want to pay my bill, I don't pay my bill writing out a check or a credit card or direct deposit or what do you call it. They just automatically take money out of my account, which is almost digital already. But eventually, they will do away with everything but a system where they just take the money out of your account. There's no transfer of checks, cash. We're almost there already. Okay. In July 29, 2019, the World Economic Forum started a project to shape the future of travel with biometric-enabled digital traveler identity management. In addition, so here we get travel identity management, traveler identity management, and now you're talking about a digital passport or a this type of stuff. In addition, the World Economic Forum collaborates with the Gates and the Rockefeller-funded ID 2020 Alliance that runs a program to provide digital ID with vaccines. In particular, ID 2020 sees the vaccination of children as the entry point for digital identity. Entry point. We'll go to third point here. Kloss. Boy, oh boy. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, folks. The Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You know, like I've stated on previous programs, I'm going to state it now again. You know, there's going to be a global reset. There's going to be a digital system where you can't buy and you can't sell. And this will happen at the end of the world, before Christ returns, close to the time of his return, within a decade. And yes, you could say, well, can we actually see the people that are going to do this? Yes, we can. Because we look for the evidence of a system where this is possible. Then we find out who put together this system. Klaus Schwab put together this system. He was picked because of his occult lineage. He was picked to do it, put in place to do it, had the abilities to do it. He's a capable person and doesn't have any problem putting this together. So we know that it's going to happen, but now we know actually who is doing it, who's putting this together. I have a third and a fourth point here, but I'm going to drop away from those points. I'm going to tell you, who else is involved? Yes, there's going to be wars. Who are the people that are going to force these wars upon the nation? Well, the main nation that will force wars is going to be America, not China, not Russia, but a first world nation, truly the only first world nation, in a sense, America. So who else is working with Schwab to do this? Let's look at some of their names. Jeffrey Zients, he's the U.S. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator since 2021. He was selected in 2003. They knew this was coming. Secondly, Jeremy Howard. He's the founder of the influential lobby group Masks for All. Then there's Lena Nguyen. She's Zero COVID CNN medical analyst. Then you have Eric Feigl Ding, a zero COVID Twitter personality. These are the young up and coming global leaders working with Klaus Schwab. It takes an effort by a community of criminals. Then you have, oh, could it be, Gavin Newsom, governor of California. He was selected in 2005 already, and then they were able to put him in power as a governor of California. Devi Sridhar, a British zero COVID professor. This isn't just in America, this is international. Then you have Jacinda Ardern, who might be actually a male, Prime Minister of New Zealand. Then you have French President Emmanuel Macron. He was selected a year prior to his election in 2017. He was put in by these people. Then you have disgraced Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. He was just disgraced here about 6 months ago. Then you have German Chancellor Angela Hitler Merkel. She was selected back in 1993. Angela Merkel. More and more people are finding out that Angela Merkel, they're realizing who her real father was, Adolf Hitler. She was going back to when she was a child. She was put in an orphanage initially, adopted by a Lutheran pastor in Germany, trained, and there were agreements made with the Vatican and England and Germany that eventually in the future she would become chancellor to Germany. They like to mock people. So here, Adolf Hitler, he's the German chancellor of He's a German chancellor. And then years later, unbeknownst to the world, his daughter becomes German chancellor. Then there's German health minister Jens Spahn, truly a Spahn. Then there's, oh, could it be, Peter Buttigieg, selected in 2019, candidate for U.S. president in 2020, U.S. Secretary of Transportation since 2021. Then you have Chelsea Clinton. She's the Clinton Foundation board member. Then you have Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's aide, selected in 2012, clear back in 2012. Then you have our good old friend Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, 2017-2018. Here she's working for Donald Trump. This man could not get anyone, was not able to find anyone to put in his administration that was not part of a global system. Why do you think that he had such a hard time during his presidency? Because of these type of people. Even though he was president, they weren't going to give him a free pass. Then you have, oh, could it be, Samantha Power, U.S. ambassador to the UN, 2013 to 2017. She was a U.S. aid administrator since 2021. Ian Bremmer, he was the founder of Eurasia Group. Bill Browder, a U.S.-British financier. Jonathan Soros, son of George Soros. Like father, like son. Then you had Kenneth Ross, director of Human Rights Watch. Yeah, Human Rights Watch, forget it. Has nothing to do with his wanting to help any human being. It's all about death and destruction and murder and who knows what else. We'll be right back with Rodriguez.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Frosty the Snowman.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hey, excellent. Cool.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, I do want to thank everyone who helped support this hour. Thank you very much, like Pure Blood Mike. Thank you. And everyone else, too. I really appreciate it. Now, I'm going to finish with this list of these people that are working with. Now we know their names. These people that are putting together this digital world that we're going to go into. There's a guy by the name of Paul Krugman. He's an economist. He was selected in 1995. Lawrence Summers, U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, 1999-2001. He was selected in 1993. Now remember, Schwab has been doing this since 1972, roughly. 172. So all through these years, he's had people working with him, instrumental people. Then you have Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza. She's surely the leading, the woman who started this grassroots movement, Black Lives Matter. No, we're on to these people. She was put in place. She was chosen. She was put in that position. She's a criminal. Then you have CNN chief medical correspondent Sanjay Krupa, also a COVID Twitter personality. Andrew Ross Sorkin, New York Times financial columnist. Thomas Friedman, New York Times columnist, selected in 1995. Then we have our good old friend George Stephanopoulos. So these people are the group of people that are putting together this digital system. George Stephanopoulos. Then you have Lachlan Murdoch, the CEO of Fox Corporation, co-chair of News Corp, technology and social media Microsoft founder. Then you have William Gates of Hell, former Microsoft CEO. Now, without Bill Gates and his developing all this computer technology, you could not have this system. But, again, he was chosen in 1993. Then you have Stephen Ballmer. He was selected in 1995. I don't know what he did. Then you have Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. You have Google company founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page. Then you had the former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. Eric, this man is so evil. He was selected in 1997. Then you have Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales. It's everywhere. You have PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. You have eBay co-founder Pierre Omidyar. So you don't want to use Amazon. You want to use eBay. Well, he's part of that system. Facebook co-founder, CEO, Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. And then you have Facebook COO, Sheryl Sandberg. Well, that's it for today. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. This is 1360KHNC AM Radio, the talk. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez. Have a great evening.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.